Okay, today's daf is Maaser Sheni, daf Yud Gimel, and we are on Yud Beis Mabeis. We just had six makoros, six sources for the concept of shtia and achila. How do you know that shtia is bechlal achila? A number of sources from all over, some Maaser Sheni sources and some shvuah sources, shvuah shalo ochel, v'ochal. And then the last point we made was from Yom Kippur. With the second to last point, number five, was from Yom Kippur, lo achalti va'oni mimenu. I said lo achalti va'oni, but he was shoseh, so obviously he wasn't shoseh either. So that was all, that was number six, and then we related that shtia might be bechal achila, but achila is for sure not bechal shtia. So now we have third to last line, number seven. V'istaboy ma'ashva ben adah, on Yud Beis Mabeis. Some learn it from the following line. Lo suchal, the pasuk in Parshas Re'eh, lo suchal lechal b'sharecha, you cannot eat in your gates. Ma'asar degancha, the whole pasuk, v'tiroshcha v'yitzarecha, uvecharos bekarcha v'tzonecha, v'chol nederecha asher tidar, v'nid vosecha l'srumas yodecha. Right, so you can't eat within your gates. That means outside of your shalayim, all of these items. And including in the items, it says, lo sucha le'echol. The pasuk starts off by saying you can't eat. So all these items are considered eating. And the pasuk says, and the Gemara darshins, tiroshcha zehayayin, tiroshcha is wine, v'yitzarecha zusicha, and v'yitzarecha, that's referring to oil, that's referring to smearing. And both of these, wine you drink, and oil you smear, you anoint, v'atara karo, so achila, and the Torah calls it achila. And therefore you see also another pasuk that shtia, because wine, we're talking about, we're not talking about congealed wine, we're talking about regular drinking wine, and it calls it achila. This pasuk, I think we mentioned this in the past, this pasuk has many, many mitzvos. This one pasuk in Parshas Re'eh, there are eight mitzvos. The chinuch, it's the easiest to see in the chinuch, because he goes in the order of the parsha. Taf mem beis, to taf mem tes, are all mitzvos learned out from this pasuk. Every word, lo sucha lecha b'sharecha, that's like the title, and then every word after that in the pasuk is a separate mitzvah. The isra of eating maaser sheni of dagon outside of Yerushalayim, right? You can't eat wheat maaser sheni. That's lo lecha maaser sheni dag chus to Yerushalayim. V'al zeh nemar lo sucha lecha b'sharecha maaser dagoncha. Right, the pasuk, right, the first one, and then it goes b'dini mitzvah. Top mem gimel shelo lecha maaser sheni shel tirosh chutz Yerushalayim. That's the next one. Tiroshcha, wine. You can't drink maaser sheni wine. Number three, you can't eat maaser sheni or use maaser sheni oil outside of Yerushalayim. And everyone. Next, you can't eat a bechor tam chutz Yerushalayim. You learn that from the next pasuk. Uvechoros bikarcha vitzonecha. You learn that bechor. Bechor is a carb you have to eat in Yerushalayim. You're not allowed to eat kachim kachim chutz lazar. And he continues, but tough mem beis through tough mem tes is all based on this pasuk. Amazing that there's eight mitzvahs learned out from one pasuk. But this last makar that we just brought, besides including the shtia, now this brings in something else that we haven't had yet, and that is sicha. Right? It seems to be a real drasha gemura that not only is shtia nechshav achila, but sicha could be like shtia, which could be like achila, because it's learned out from the same pasuk. Right? Yitzarecha v'tar karoso achila. So the gemara says ve'ina mechuvar. It's not exactly like that. It's not that sicha is also included. Why? Because in Tamar b'mechuvarhu, because if sicha, if smearing and anointing would also be included in the Issa d'Araisa, yilkol av chutz l'chomas, then if I smear, I anoint myself with maaser sheni oil outside of Yerushalayim, I should get malchus for that, because it's included in the pasuk of yitzharecha. And no, and we don't say that. Look at the Mara folder on top. Ein davar zeh min haTorah. You cannot say that this last real drusha is really a full drusha gemura. Shedei sicha ka'achila, that smearing oil on the body would be like eating to imkain, because kima dechsev lo sucha lechol. Since the pasuk is beferish alav in the Torah, havi leilav v'lama ein loken ala sicha dechutz lechoma. So why wouldn't we be chayev with malchus for anointing? This raya is a hint. It's an asmachta. It's not a full drasha gemura. Even our Mishnah, the Tan of our Mishnah, we don't put sicha exactly as the same. So shtia could be the same. Sicha is not. And this is how Chazal understood this line, right? Even though, and we can even, instinctively, drinking is closer to eating than smearing on one's body. even though they are both consumption and they're both getting pleasure, but it's in a different way. And we understand that sicha is different than achila and shesia, even if you want to say that shtia is included in achila. We'll see that, you know, there are other halachas, areas of halacha where sicha comes up. But again, the Chazal had the insight that this is all an asmachta. Remember, asmachta doesn't mean it's just a arbitrary hint that the rabbis found a pasuk to include it in. Right? It seems to be, you know, a real strong hint, right? Because it has lo suchal, and it calls it lo lecho, and it calls it sicha. So as the Ritva says, as we've mentioned in the past, Rosh Hashanah Tezayin, asmachta doesn't mean a total arbitrary law that the rabbis came up with and backwards worked into the text and say, oh, maybe it's alluded to here. No, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu had it in mind when he wrote the Torah, and he decided that it's not going to be mechuyev. It's not going to be the same level of chiyev. Why? That's not for us to figure out. But we just know. The rabbis describe. They might not explain why, but there's at least a little description there. And that's what he says there in the context. The Ritva there is talking about the context of Malchias, Achronos, and Shofros, whether that's a Din D'Oraisa or a Din D'Rabbanan. There's a Rashi that seems to say it's a Din D'Oraisa to say those brachas. Says the Ritva, Shekol Sheyesh Lo Asmachta Min HaTorah. Right, he's explaining the lashon of Amar Hakadosh Baruch Hu Imru Lefanei Malchias. So how could it be Amar Hakadosh Baruch Hu if it's a din d'rabbanan, if it's an asmachta, if it's a Hashem says? So he says, because Hashem says, Hey Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Sorry, Shekol Sheyesh Lo Asmachta Min HaPasik. Hey Hakadosh Baruch Hu Sheroi La'asos Kein Ela Shelo Kav Uchova. Hashem advises and hints to the fact that it's appropriate, but he didn't want to make it into a chova. Umasru l'chachamim, and therefore he gave the power over to the rabbis to interpret, to decide what's going to be mechuyev and what's not. V'zeh davar barur ve'emes. And that's clear. V'lo kedivrei ha'mefarshim, not like those, who some say is referring to the Rambam, who explain asmachta ushuk derech simin shenasnu chachamim. It's just a simin that the rabbis went backwards and put it back into the Torah. Velosha kavanas haTorah lekach. Chas v'shalom. Yishtaka adavar velo yomar. No, chas v'shalom, that can't be. That is a total arbitrary. Shezu derech minusu. To say that the rabbis are making it up, they came up with a din and they're really putting it back into the pasuk, that the pasuk really didn't have this in mind in the first place? No, you can't say that. So again, you might answer, you might make shalom between the Ritva and the Rambam and say, there are asmachtas and there are asmachtas. There are different types of asmachtas. There are some more serious asmachtas that are very strongly hinted to in the pasuk, like our case. Our case, why should there be a difference between tiroshcha and yitzarecha? It's the same going back on the same verb of not to eat. So there, you can say that's a very strong asmachta. And the Chazal had the insight that it is not a din d'oraisa like the others. But there could be other types of asmachtas that are less based in the text. And there maybe that would be more of asmachta ba'almahu. Maybe there's a difference between those phrases, asmachta and asmachta ba'alma. It's just an asmachta. You know, so there could be different types of asmachtas there. Okay. So that is another drasha, another source for shtia being included in achila. But we also say that sicha, but that's not full. Before we continue to prove that sicha has to be a drabban, and the Gemara just has a pasuk, once we're talking about the malchus involved, the Gemara has an important line, and we pasuk this way. Amar Rabbi Yossi ben Chanina, Ein lokin chutz lachoma, el al maisu sheni tar shenichnas liyushalayim viyatza. The Isser d'Araisa that we just read, Lo Suchal, is only if one eats Maisr Sheni that had gone into Yerushalayim and then came out of Yerushalayim. If I have Maisr Sheni fruit in Beit Shemesh, and I never went up to Yerushalayim and I just eat it in Beit Shemesh, that's not a Lo Sase. We're going to get to Anam Abayz Baal Hashem, it's an Isser Ase. But if there's no Lo Sase in that case, it's only if it went in and then went out. The Rambam Paskins this way. The Rambam in Ilchas Maisr Sheni, the Rambam Paskins this way, in Perek, where is this Perek? Beis Halacha Vav. The Rambam says, "Eino lokim in haTorah ache yochal oso acher shenichnas lechomas Yerushalayim shenemar lo suchal lechol bisharecha v'yachalto lefnei Hashem alakecha." Right? It says, "Rather you should eat it in front of Hashem," meaning where that potential was removed, where you could have eaten it in front of Hashem and you didn't, and you took it out. That's where the lo sa say. That's how we understand the pasuk. meaning it has to be within the world of achila. Avlamachlo kodem sheikarnis Yerushalayim. But if you eat it before it went into Yerushalayim, the Rambam says makin oso makas mardus midevrehem. You get rabbinic lashes. Malkus mardus midrabanan, which you never know for the Rambam what that means. You never know for the Rambam what that means. All you know from there is that there's no malkus daraisa. That's the only thing you know by malkus mardus. Is it an Isser daraisa without malkus, or is it an Isser drabanan? That's often unclear. Many examples where the Rambam says Malkus Mardus and it could be Daraisa. Remember Baltashkas? The Rambam says by Baltashkas, there's an Issa Daraisa with Malkus to destroy trees, fruit-bearing trees. And included in the Isser, seemingly Daraisa, is any type of destructive behavior, ripping clothing and breaking kalim. And if you do that, says the Rambam, you get Malkus Mardus. So does that mean that the whole everything besides trees is Darabanan? Or it's Daraisa, but it's not Beferish, therefore you're not going to get Malkus Daraisa. That's how most assume. Right? There's an Isser Avas Chulun La'azara. Bring Chulun La'azara, beginning of Shechita. The Rambam also discusses there. Seems to be only if you bring certain items in to the Beis HaMikdash. There also uses Lashon Malkus Mardus. Not 100% clear about the Isser. So here the Rambam says, Malkus Mardus, if I eat my Isser Sheni, before I bring it into Yerushalayim, so that doesn't prove that it's Darabanan. Doesn't prove, right? There's like a Beferish Gemara that we're going to have with Hashem a little bit later, that it is an Isser Aseh, but again, there's no Malkus there, so therefore, that could be still okay at the base of the Rambam. The Rishonim also pick up on this line that appears elsewhere as well. The Ritva, Tosfos, they both say Maseches Malkus and Daf Yutes, that of course it's not Mutter Midaraisa. It's still an Isser Aseh, as we're going to have. Period. Okay, so after that line, we get back to our previous topic. Minayin, fifth line, she'enu mechuvar. How do I know that it's not mechuvar? Meaning, how do I know that sicha is not like shtia daraisa? Right? So smearing is not like drinking, which is then like eating. It's not all the same. Kahada detani, because of the following braisa. The braisa tells us that we know certain types of anointing and smearing comes up on different days of the year. Detani, bishabis. What's the issue by Shabbos? The issue by Shabbos is going to be one of refua, smearing for medicinal purposes. We know there's an Isser Darabanan for a certain level of sick person to take medicine on Shabbos. There's an Isser Darabanan of Gzeira Mishem Shchika Samamanim. Right? The Gemara on Shabbos in the Bavli Dafnun Gimel, that most medicines were made by crushing up the herbs in order to take the medicine. So Chazal said, we don't want you to come to the Daraisa of Tochein, of crushing up the herbs, so you're not allowed to take medicine. So who is not allowed to take medicine? So of course, a Chola Sheyeshbo Sakana, a Chola whose life is in danger, is allowed to take medicine. That's for sure. That's a mitzvah. It's a chiyuv for the Chola Sheyeshbo Sakana to take medicine, a person whose life is in danger, or potentially would be in danger if I don't take the medicine. Even the next category down is allowed to take medicine. Right? A Chola Sheyeshbo Sakana. A Chola Sheyeshbo Sakana is somebody whose life is not in danger, but they are bedridden. Easiest way. Do they have to be in bed? They can't be at the Shabbos table in the normal way. They have to be in bed. They have to lie down. So that's a chola she'ein bo sakana. Somebody who has the flu. Somebody who has a terrible, terrible pain that they can't function properly. So all of those, the chola she'ein bo sakana. So for that, a Jew is allowed to do an issa drabanan, and a guy is allowed to do a daraisa. So drabanan includes taking medicine. So the halacha is that for a chola she'ein bo sakana also. So those two categories, there's no isser of taking medicine. Less than that. Less than a chola she'ein bo sakana. That's where we have the gzeira of shchika samamanim. So the Gemara says here, kahada detani, bishabis, bein sicha she'ishol tainug, bein sicha she'ishol tainug mutter. Smearing, whether it's for enjoyment or not, and again, it's about liquid, so when there's no isser of mimareach, we're talking about liquid oil. So if it's for enjoyment or not, it's mutter. Why? Because we assume sicha, smearing oil, is something that even healthy people do. Even people who aren't sick. So even if I'm doing it for refuah purposes, there's no problem. Right? That's one of the yesodos of taking medicine on Shabbos. If it's something that it's not really medicine, something that we can call food, or ma'achol briyim as it's called, so then it's mutter. If somebody is having chicken soup because they feel sick, but they usually don't eat chicken soup, but they're having it because they feel sick, guess what? That's mutter. Why? Because chicken soup is food. And that's not called medicine. If somebody only drinks water from a bottle and doesn't really drink water from the tap, so they think it's healthier. So is that's medicine? No, that's allowed on Shabbos because that's machlo briyim. So here too, on Shabbos, there's no problem of smearing, whether it's for tainuk or for not, because that is something that is called machlo briyim, and it would be mutter on Shabbos. That's Shabbos. The Yom HaKippurim, and there's a lot more for Chola, for Shkikas HaMamanim. We'll see you later on if there's more time. The Yom HaKippurim on Yom Kippur, the opposite. Yom Kippur, we know we have the five Inuyim on Yom Kippur. Bein Sicha Shiu Shal Tainug, Bein Sicha Shiena Shal Tainug, Aser. All Sicha, even not Shal Tainug, even Sicha not for pleasure, is Aser on Yom Kippur. Aser on Yom Kippur. Let's say it's, I don't know, to remove a little sweat, right? To remove dirt, right? I might get my hands dirty and I have to, so if the only way to get off the dirt, you know, is, or mud, is to use a little oil to do that, so then maybe that could be mutter. But even if it's not Shal Tainug, Yom Kippur is more chomer. That's two. B'Tisha B'Av, we'll get back to the Inuyim of Yom Kippur. B'Tisha B'Av, U'B'Tayna Sibur, right? Tisha B'Av is one level down, right? Even though Tisha B'Av is like chomer like Yom Kippur, but Tisha B'Av is Durabanan. So we know one of the four fast days that was already forecast that are going to turn into holidays. B'Tisha B'Av, U'B'Tayna Sibur. B'Sicha Shi'i Shal Tainug Aser, V'Sheina Shal Tainug Mutter. But when it comes to a fast day, Tisha B'Av and Tainus Sibur, if it's pleasurable sicha, that's asur, but if it's Einus Shal Tainug, that's mutter. So you can only have that chiluk if the whole issue of sicha is durabanan. Right? If sicha is kishtia, then there shouldn't be any chilukim. You can't drink on Tisha B'Av, period. So the fact that you can sicha she'Einus Shal Tainug would be mutter, that shows that there is a chiluk for sicha than shtia. Here, remember the Yom Kippur line also relates to the Machlokas Rishonim about the Inuyim on Yom Kippur. Or the Inuyim on Yom Kippur. But the Machlokas Rishonim, eating and drinking is for sure Aser Daraisa on Yom Kippur. V'inisa v'zach shoseichem, you shall afflict your soul. That's for sure Daraisa on Yom Kippur. The question is, what about the other Inuyim? All the other four. Right, Achil Eshtia is Daraisa. What about Sicha, Ne'ilas HaSandal, Tashma Shamita? Right, what about those? So that's a Machlokas Rishonim. If you look in the Bali Tosfos in Yuma, Daf Ayin Zayin, Rabbeinu Tam holds they're all Durabanan, except for Achila and Shisiya. They're all Durabanan. That Tosfos discusses Sicha. It's a Rabbeinu Rabbeinu Tam, the Kol Inuyin, the Yom Kippurim, last one, Alami Durabanan. V'kroy Asmachta V'yalma, Labar Mi'achila V'shtiya. That's what the Tosfos says. D'ha Amar L'kaman. Right, if somebody is dirty, you can wash his hands. If somebody has some type of blemishes on his head, he could smear them. Right, so how could you have these? If it's an issa daraisa, how could you have any flexibility? It must be that these are other Durabanan. Or the way the Ran says, it says in the Mishnah there, in the last parak of Yuma, a Kala and a Melech are allowed to wash themselves on Yom Kippur in a certain way. What do you mean? If it's a Daraisa, why should a Kala and a Melech be different? So that is the Shita of many Rishonim. The Rambam, and the Gemara, the Tosfos there discusses our topic about Sicha Kishtia, relating it to issues that our Yerushalmi brings up. But the Ran there explains the sheet to the Rambam. The Rambam holds that all Inuyim are Daraisa. All five Inuyim are Daraisa. So the question is, if they're Daraisa, how could they be any Chilukim? Like all the Tosas is Kashas, right? If they're Daraisa, how could you have any flexibility for a king? A king can't violate a Daraisa. So that's where the Ran uses the Lashon. Let me see if I can find it for a second. Ran, beginning of the eighth parak of Yuma. So he says, how is it? He says, "Lifikach nirali the kulumi daraisa ninu ella kivan de lav bichlali nuyi deksivi bikra behedya daraisa ninu." Since it's not mefurish in the Torah, ella mi ribuya de shabbason asu, it's included based on shabbason kili tvei umasra nakasal v'chachamim. The rabbis were given the power. That's the principle that not only did the Rabbanan try to figure out what the Torah meant, but they could even create the contours of the halacha itself. That's the principle of Masra HaKasav HaChacham, and they can help create the halacha. V'heini kilu bahen kifi masherau v'hitiru kol she'enu nasal ha'tainug. So they had in their wisdom, they figured out exactly what to include and what to not include, even for the Daraisa din. V'chein das ha'Rambam zal, and he quotes the Rambam. And Perak Aleph Hilchos Shvi'i says, "Aser de kulhu mi de araisa." Mi de araisa quotes at least that day. Again, Lamaskani might not hold of it, but that's the explanation of for the daraisa. Masran kasav chachamim. So that is in terms of sicha on Yom Kippur, whether it is de araisa or not. So we have the three areas of halacha where sicha comes up: Shabbos, where it's all mutter, because it's not a violation of the gzeira of shchika samamanim. Yom Kippur, it's all aser, because it's included in inui, and Tisha B'Av and Taina Sibur, where it is the chiluk of tainug and not tainug. So sicha is different. Says the Gemara now, really? Sicha is not exactly like, smearing is not like drinking? Vatani. Shavos sicha l'shtia. Don't we have a brisa that says, yes, sicha is just like shtia, right? Smearing is just like drinking. So therefore, why should there be any difference like on a fast day? Answer, le'iser u'letashlumin avalola onesh. What does that mean? Le'iser. Le'iser might mean on Yom Kippur, right? On Yom Kippur. Or, the Marafolda says, either it's talking about Yom Kippur, or oil of truma for a czar. Oil of truma for a czar. A czar cannot smear truma. That's considered using, right? He's a czar and he's using truma. U'letashlumin. And if a czar does use the truma, so then he has to pay. Right? We learned that a lot in Maseches Trumas, that if a czar, b'shogeg, uses truma, then he has to pay back the coin of a lola onesh, but it's not going to be for an onesh. It's not beferish included, like sicha ish kishtia. B'yom ha-kippurim le'isser av a lola onesh. Yom Kippur also, for isser, machlokes, whether it be the rice or the rabbanon, av a lola onesh. Period. Stop there for a minute. Interesting, when we talk about sicha of a, you know what, let's just do the next point, and then we'll come back to smearing truma. Vahatani, but another pasuk, v'lo yechalalu, the pasuk says, v'lo yechalalu, as kadshei b'nei Yisrael, do not violate the kadshim of b'nei Yisrael, esa she yerimu l'ashem, what they are meirim, and we say that's talking about truma, v'lo yechalalu l'havias ha'sach v'es ha'shose. That includes, right, the Kodesh there includes Truma, and it's talking about whether you smear it, right, Sach, or Shosa, or you drink it, question mark. So, isn't, don't you see, Sach is included? I'm Rabbi Yochanan, less kan Sach. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, take out the word Sach. The word Sach doesn't belong there. Smearing included in that is only drinking. Says the Gemara, that can't be. Amar Rabbi Abba Mari, v'in less kan Sach, if you say Sach is not included in that pasuk, less kan Shosa. But Shosa does not need to be included in that pasuk. Shosa, we know from elsewhere, Shosa, as we've said, six other makaras, shtia is included in achila. So you're telling me this pasuk is only referring to shtia and sicha, but once you don't really need this for shtia. And therefore, shtia must be included in a different pasuk, so you have to have sach here. You have to have sach here. You can't take it out. Dilachain, remember in Yerushalmi that means di'im lokain. Dilachain, and that, darvashu ba mishnei lavin mitstaref. If you have two things, learn that from two different losases. Can they combine? Meaning, remember when you have a chati shir of two different isurim, they don't combine. If I eat a chati shir of pig and a chati shir of other non-kosher animals, they don't combine. It's not mitstaref. Only items that are mitstaref. All things that are called truma are mitstaref. Chala and Truma and Bikurim. Right, we've discussed Trefa and Nevelar Mitztarif because they have one type of Shem Isser. But here, says the Gemara, if you're going to tell me that Sach is not learned that from the Pasuk, so only Shosa is learned that from the Pasuk, but Achila is learned that from a different Pasuk. But we know Achila and Shtia can combine. So if they could combine, it must be they learned that from the same Pasuk. They learned the same Shem Isser. So that's what the Gemara says. You can't take out Sach. You can't because Sach is needed there because Shosa is not needed to be learned that from this pasuk. Right, look at the last Mara fold on the page. Eating and drinking, we know, combine on Yom Kippur, as it says in Yuma. If eating and drinking come from two separate lavin, min lo yochal, min lo yechalalu, they wouldn't be able to combine. Just like achila and malacha can't combine on Yom Kippur. So if shtia is learned that from a different pasuk, achila and shtia should also not be able to combine. So it must be elavadai lasicha nishnei sikarazu. It must be this pasuk is really meant to be sicha, and therefore you cannot take it out of the pasuk. And therefore, pashta, it sounds like from this daya of the Gemara that sicha would be an iser da'araisa. But that's why the Mara folda ends off. That's not what we paskin them. V'yesh lomar da'asmachtahi v'shtia bechal achila v'sicha midrabanan v'chein pireish haramban. He quotes the Ramban, who says in Vayikra that midrabanan we paskin. Sicha is not k'shtia da'araisa. Sicha is k'shtia da'rabanan. That's what the Ramban says in Parshas Emor, he says, Ela shani omer. This is Perek Chav Beis, Pasik Yud Tezayin, Pasuk Tezayin. Ela Shani Omer, Ribui Hasach Vahashose Asmachta. Kishtia Bechlal Achila, Vesicha Midrabanan. Kach Mefurish, BeYerushalmi. Right, he quotes our Yerushalmi, then most of what we said before, not that last line, as we just read it, but earlier we said, Eina Mechuvar, it says Sicha can't be included in the Daraisa, so that's why the Ramban quotes that line, as Halacha Lamaisa. Again, not all Rishonim agreed, Tosfos in Yuma, that Tosfos that we read before, Ayin Zayin, has a Deya, that maybe it's Daraisa, like some of the Deyas here in the Yerushalmi, but we paskin generally that it is Durabana. Okay. Minayin Shu Mechuvar Ba'asei, Amid Beis. How do you know, we said before, that if I, Maiser Sheni, if I eat it outside of Yerushalayim, it's only Malkus if I brought it in and then took it out and ate it. How do I know that, even if I didn't do that, it is Ba'aseh, that's how some understand, but others, we're going to go with the Pshat of the Mara Folda. How do I know that even if Sicha is not Losa'aseh Daraisa, but maybe it's Aseh, Shehe Aseh Miyas Besicha, right, that's what the Mara Folda says, that it's not going to, it's at least going to be an assay, or Belazar, Vashem Rav Simai, the following, what we say in the Vidu Maisos, Lo Nasati Mena Lomais, I didn't give the Maiser Sheni to a dead body. I didn't give it the Maiser Sheni. So Mana Kayeme, what is that, what are we saying when we say that Vidu? I didn't give the oil, I didn't smear it for a dead body. Im Lo Havi Lo Aron Metachrichin, does it mean that Maiser Sheni money I didn't use to buy an Aron and Tachrichin, a coffin? Davar shu aser l'chai, l'chai hu aser, lo kol shekein l'meis. Well, we know even for, we learned earlier in the parak, the first Mishnah, even non-food items are aser for a live person. So obviously, a parallel non-food item you can't use for a dead person, right? So that can't be what it's referring to. The Pasuk must be referring to something that you can use for a live person, and you're saying you didn't use it for a dead person. Sicha is something that can be done for a live or a dead person. Sicha. And therefore, that's what we must be referring to. I didn't use sicha for a mace, I only use sicha for a chai. Right? And that's the achilashti and sicha, that's what it's allowed, so it has to be something that could be referring to both. Period. There is a lashon of the Rambam. The Rambam and the Mefarshim wonder what is the Rambam talking about, and the Kesef Mishnah assumes that the Rambam got it from here, just generalizing our Gemara, formulating it differently. The Ramban thinks that the Rambam is Havai and Hevel, but the Rambam, when the Rambam quotes this halacha in Perek Gimel, Halacha Yud, the Rambam says, Maaser Sheni nitan l'achila v'shtia shenemar v'yachata l'fnei Hashem l'kecha. Maaser Sheni can be used for eating and drinking. V'sicha k'shtia and smearing is also included. V'aser l'hotzio l'bishar tzrachav. You can't use it for other needs. Kagon. Shikach bo kelim u'begadim v'avadim. You can't use it to buy other things like avadim or clothing. Shenemar lo nasati mimenu l'meis. And here's the Rambam's lashon. What does that mean? Klomar lo hotzisi oso bidavar she'enu makayim es haguf. I'm only allowed to use it for things that help nourish the body. Enu makayim es haguf. Eating, drinking, smearing. But any other usage, I'm not allowed to use it for. Where did the Rambam get that from? The Gemara just says you just can't use it for things for a mace. So the Kesef Mishnah works out the Rambam where he gets it from. The Rambam doesn't like it. He thinks it's different. But the Kesef Mishnah says he assumes it's just the positive way to state our Gemara. But it's a more formulation of the Rambam just to be aware of. Gimel Yud. Lechol Dava V'chulu. The Mishnah said you're allowed to use Maaser Sheni to eat what's normally eaten, drink what's normally drank. Keitza lo chodar shadako lechol. Says the Gemara, this is even a kula. Eat what's normally eaten. If you have bread that became moldy, even though it's a little edible, but it's basically moldy, you don't have to force yourself to eat it, even if it's Maaser Sheni. That's what it means. Dovish dovish adarko lecho, that's a kula. Velo kanuvas yerek, or spoiled vegetable leaves that you cut off from the vegetable. Velo tavshel she'iver tsuraso, right? Or a food that became spoiled. So avra tsuraso is a lashon that's used in kachim. Leave it overnight. Avra tsuraso. That's what the Mara Folda says here. Avra lav laila echad. Some change the girsa. The Ras Elio says, no, this just means spoiled. So he changed the girsa to niskalkel tsuraso. So it could mean the same thing. And the Gemara is just borrowing that lashon from kachim. But either way, it means it was ruined. V'cheinim hu mevikeish lochal taradim chayin, o lochas chitim chayos, or, now this is a chumrah, if you want to eat something that's normally not eaten raw, but you want to eat it raw, you want to eat raw radishes, or raw wheat, ain't shomelo, you can't do that, because that's not called normal eating, and Maaser Sheni has to be normal eating. Period. That's eating. So what does that halacha mean in the Mishnah? Drinking something that's normally drunk. I don't force you to drink a nigron. It's some type of dip. It's usually used for a dip, so you don't have to drink that straight. Velo oxigron, things that are not normally drunk, even if it's Meister Shani, you don't have to force yourself to drink it. Velo yayin bishmarav, or wine still with its dregs in it, right? You do not have to force yourself to drink, because that's not normally drunk. Hachoshesh bishinav, lo yehe megamea chometz upolate. If you have a toothache, you can't gargle vinegar and spit it out, because that's not drinking. Vinegar you have to drink. Ella, Abba Magamea ben Abolei. If you want to gargle and then swallow it, that's okay. That's also a Hilchos Shabbos. Umetaba katsarcha in a nimna. You go to dip it as much as you want. There's no limitations on that. Hachoshish bigrono. If somebody has a throat ache, lo ya'ar arenu b'shemen. Ar machlokas. What does ya'ar arenu mean? Maybe it means drinking undiluted oil. Or some say it means just gargling and spitting it out. One of those chatim, yara and a b'shemen, aval nosinu shemen harbi letoch an nizgorin v'gomem. But you could put oil, even a lot of oil, into a mixture of something else and drink it if that's called normal drinking. Period. Okay, we'll have to stop here by the two dots, but the Shem will continue next time.